Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Of Jesus Christ. So talk about the code of honor. I don't know if you guys know, but honor has a tone. Honor has a tone. There's a tone when it comes to honor. You know, I oftentimes see some people say, I love you so much, I honor you, and blah, blah, blah. And I honor the men of God and things of that nature. But you can a lot of times tell because of the person's tone, which is synonymous with the person's spirit. Some people are not truly honoring, but some people are doing it out of formality. If you don't know what that word formality means, I encourage you to go look it up in the dictionary. I'm not going to go into that. But there is a tone to honor. There's a tone of honor, just like there is a look when it comes to pride. Pride is a look. Honor has a tone.
Yes.
Honor has a tone. That's why everybody that comes before me, when they say they honor, I don't necessarily believe everyone that speaks that. Your fruit has to align with that. Your life has to align with that. Amen. Glory to God. And so there is a tone to honor, and your tone has to match up with your spirit, and your spirit has to match up with your tone. A lot of people say, I don't honor no man, I only honor God. Well, I want to tell you that you can't honor God unless you first learn to honor his servants. You can't honor God. You say, if you say that you honoring God and you don't honor a preacher or a man that God has placed in the earth to preach his word, then truly you're not honoring some. I feel some spirits in this, some spirit that's shifting. Some people, I'm going to tell you some people about to log off the line because this word is too much pricking their heart. But I'm going to tell you, those whose heart's being pricked and they want to log off and they don't want to listen to the word, that shows me, number one, you don't want deliverance.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
There's a tone. There's a tone of honor. And God want to get some of us delivered. He want us to be delivered. You can't honor God unless you honor his servants.
Amen.
You say that's not the word of God. That's not the word of God. That's not what God says. It is the word of God. It is the word of God.
It is. Yes, it is.
It is the word of God. You don't know your Bible then. You don't know your Bible. I said you don't know your Bible. It talks about this in the word of God. In the Bible it says, specifically in 1 Timothy 5:17, and I'll probably bring this scripture back up. I'm going a little bit out of order concerning my notes, but I really want you to, I'm formed by the Spirit, I want you to get this. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor. I really want you to hear what God is saying in this scripture. 1 Timothy 5:17, you can snatch that part of the Bible out, you can toss it, throw it in your toilet stool, flush it down the toilet if you don't like it, because that's what some of us do. We don't want to hear this. I only honor God. Baby, you off. Learn your word. 1 Timothy 5:17, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those who work is preaching and teaching the gospel. I didn't write this thing. I'm just a messenger.
Amen.
I said, I didn't write this thing. I'm just a messenger.
Come on, Apostle.
There's a lot of people in the end time today, a lot of these self-made people. And it's like a epidemic that's going around, even more so than it was in the 60s and 70s and even the 80s and 90s. It's an epidemic going around today. A lot of these self-made prophets, self-made apostles, self-made preachers, they don't honor no man. They say they honor God. I often tell people anything that God does in the earth realm, he uses a man to do. God the Father. The Bible says, that God is a spirit. But God the Father used who? A man named Jesus to accomplish his will. Jesus Christ is the living Son of God. Jesus Christ is the living Son of God. But he used and commissioned who? The 12, the disciples, the apostles. Glory to God. God in the Old Testament used who? He used men called prophets.
That's right.
You better learn your Bible. We got and I'm not trying to be, mean or anything, but we got a bunch of wild donkeys going around in the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's called the jackass. It's called the jackass. We got a bunch of jackasses that's going around in the body of Christ.
Come on now.
They call their loose cannons. Yeah. They're loose cannons. A lot of times when it comes to these people, they don't want to honor nobody. And they want to come up, all of a sudden see ministries popping up. I ask them oftentimes, thank God for your calling on your life, but where's your overseer? Who can keep you accountable? Who knows your track record? You can do the history on me and my wife. Right. We come from good stock.
Yeah.
We come from good lineage. Yeah. You can track me down. My life is holiness. Have I always been? Have I always been right? No, I haven't. No, I haven't, because I'm not perfect. But when I begin to get a hold of Jesus, I begin to really understand honor is the language of his kingdom. Yeah. I begin to serve with everything in me. There's so much going on in the body of Christ today. I'm going to say this, even specifically to KCI. When you got good leaders, appreciate them. There's so much going on in the body of Christ. So many of these. I ain't going to even go there. But there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
We can see it. We can see it with our own eyes. There's so much going on. If you got a good leader, appreciate him. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm just flowing by the Spirit. I'm going off all my notes. But first of all, the Bible says in Hebrews 13:17, it says, obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Do what they say, because their work is, that's Hebrews 13:17. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say, because their work is to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. They're accountable to God. So give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow, because that will certainly not be for your benefit. You can read it up in the KJV. It practically says the same thing. That's the word of God, Hebrews 13:17.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on in the body of Christ. And it's very sad, and it grieves the Holy Ghost. It grieves the Holy Ghost that we are willing to bestow more honor on an itinerary preacher than we would do our own pastors.
Oh, my God.
We are more willing to promote and talk about somebody that come in our city for 5 seconds and then be gone, and we got to still be there and live day to day, and not honor the leader that is in store, that's right there, that's walking with us day to day. Let me see what happens when you, and I'm not trying to be condescending or anything of that nature, but this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Listen to this. When you go into the hospital, can you call on that big-time preacher to come by your bedside and say the prayer of faith so that your body can be healing, the one that you support more than you support your pastor?
Wow. So you need to go there.
Pray it now.
You see, the thing that I'm going to tell you something, because I'm a prophet of God. I've been in this thing multiple years. I'm a prophet of God. And me and my wife, we try to preach the gospel as well. But you got to understand, your pastor, and this is concerning the fivefold ministry, I don't care what they tell you. Your pastor that's there doing the local work, trying to build the local establishment, his or her word should trump that of an itinerary preacher when it comes to major doctrinal conflict.
Amen.
If you hear a prophet or a bishop or whoever it is, preacher teach one thing that conflicts with the doctrine and the word that your shepherd is teaching, then you shouldn't lean toward it. What did Paul say? Paul said, if any come to you preaching something different, another Jesus, something different than what we preach, don't follow them.
Amen.
That's the word. And a lot of people getting caught up in these preachers, in these, my God, we getting caught up in these preachers that's coming into our city, and I thank God for them. But then there's a lot of mess that's coming on. It's a Jezebel spirit trying to creep in and split the church. Now the bishop or so-and-so taught this. What your pastor taught that.
Teach it.
It trumps that word. It trumps that, especially if it's aligned with the word of God. Well, you know what? If you believe and you follow in that itinerary preacher, then you need to go try to connect with them, and you need to get out the local church.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Word of God says obey your spiritual leaders and do what they tell you to.
Yes.
Their work. It says their work is to watch over your soul.
Yes.
Your pastor. God said in his word, I've given you shepherds after my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say I give you prophets after my own heart. And I am a prophet. I'm an apostle as well. But he said, I've given you shepherds. You see, a lot of people come in to the town, and they don't even know a Jezebel spirit done creeped on them, and that's not God. You're preaching this stuff, and you're trying to split. You're not intentionally trying to split a man church, but you don't have spiritual authority to come in a region, and especially if there's a pastor that operates in the apostolic and the prophetic as well. You don't have authority to come in a region and tell his people or teach his people the opposite of the way he teaches. You don't got that authority. And I'm going to tell you how it's true. The word of God, it says that Paul was forbidden to go to a certain region, a certain city by the Holy Spirit and preach the gospel. So, I'm going to tell you something. There's jurisdiction to this thing, y'all. There's jurisdiction to this thing.
Yeah.
A police officer in the city of Orlando can't go to Washington, D.C. and try to overrule or try to enforce the laws in Washington, D.C. They have no jurisdiction.
Oh,
yes.
So it's okay. Follow the big-time preacher.
Amen.
Yeah. A lot of people don't want to hear this. We got a bunch of buffoonery going around in the body of Christ. Everybody want to do what they want to do. A bunch of loose cannons. You know what the Holy Ghost just told me? He said, I'm coming to set order. And it's starting with the house of God.
Amen.
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 I thank God. I thank God for the prophets. But the apostles come to bring order.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us in Corinthians, it says, first are the apostles. Second are the prophets. That's the word. It don't mean that the apostle was better than the prophet. It simply means there's an order to this thing, baby.
Yes.
There is an order to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The body of Christ is so dysfunctional and so out of order. We wonder why we got all these scandals going around, because nobody is accountable. Everybody is doing what they want to do.
Come on, apostle.
I am accountable. I am an apostle. I had to tell another young lady that the other day. Me and my wife afforded her our time, because my time is valuable. I'm not arrogant. I'm not arrogant, but I know who I am. And if I would give you my personal number to call me, I afforded that to you. My time is expensive. And for you to call me and basically waste my time. I had a young lady I gave my personal direct line to call me up, and I had to tell her that you need a shepherd over you. We got a lot of these so-called prophets that don't believe in honor. They're just floating in the wind. What does the Bible say? It says that you begin to flow like to and fro from by every wind of doctrine.
Yeah.
Why? Because people have been hurt. I done been hurt. That don't mean I ain't got no shepherd. My mama done hurt me. My daddy done hurt me. My stepfather done hurt me. My wife done hurt me. I done hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
I still got to follow order. That's called the stripping process. The stripping process. It's a process that you go through. But you see, a lot of these so-called prophets and these leaders, they don't want to hear or take correction. They don't want to go through the process, so they just strip themselves from the church, which Christ loves his church. They strip themselves from the church, and they say, I got my own ministry. Who are you accountable to? Who do you honor? I honor my apostle, Apostle Charles and Define. I am an apostle, but he's over me, and I lay at his feet. And so does my wife. We don't want to hear this, though. Yeah, when Apostle Andrew preaches, we want to put the phone down and start eating and watching TV. I'm about to turn to the preacher. That's about to preach me feel good stuff. But this is what they talk about Apostle Andrew, because they say I just preach miracles, but they don't understand the other part of my ministry is I teach holiness too.
But when I begin
to teach holiness, I get persecuted, and then when I teach miracles, I get persecuted. I'm like, Lord God, I can't win for losing.
Amen.
You better make up your mind. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Amen.
You can't love the man of God in one instance, but hate him in the whole instance. Eat the whole roll. The Bible says God told the prophet to eat the whole scroll.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.